Albert Franco recalls his late mother like any son might.
She was a good, wonderful cook, housewife, great grandmother.
But at B. Cozera's funeral in a Fresno cemetery in late August, Franco described what made his mother's personal story extraordinary.
I guess some of you are aware of my mom's notoriety. She was a famous person, which we never knew. Never knew for about 60 years.
Cozera's fame stemmed from her brief relationship with author Jack Kerouac. They met on a bus from Bakersfield to Los Angeles in October 1947 and returned together to Selma to work in the fields. She was known as B. Franco at the time.
I had bought my ticket and was waiting for the L.A. bus when all of a sudden I saw the cutest little Mexican girl in slacks come cutting across my sight.
Kerouac chronicled their affair in his short story, The Mexican Girl, which was first published in the Paris Review in 1955. Its success led to the publication of On the Road in 1957. Here's an excerpt from the book.
A pain stabbed my heart, as it did every time I saw a girl I loved who was going the opposite direction in this too-big world. The announcer called the L.A. bus. I picked up my bag and got on. And who should be sitting there alone but the Mexican girl?
The romance between Sal Paradise and Terry, the Mexican girl, that's the character that B. Franco inspired, is a popular section of On the Road because it has all the elements of a great love story. That's according to Jerry Cimino, who runs the Beat Museum in San Francisco.
You got a Caucasian boy from the Northeast traveling California, and he meets this Mexican girl, and they're instantly their eyes lock. And they're from different cultures, of course, different worlds, but they allow their desire to take over, and they do have a very brief and very intense love affair.
She was a critical but elusive character, says Cimino.
B. Franco, or Terry the Mexican girl, is a central character because of the powerful nature of their brief encounter. But I think everyone always assumed that she was just lost or dead.
But that wasn't the case at all. Author Tim Z. Hernandez, who's from the Central Valley, was working on a novel about the Mexican girl and spent 3 years tracking her down. When he finally found B. Cozera in central Fresno, she was 90 and still remembered that time in her life. She had no idea that Kerouac had become a famous writer. Her family had no idea of her role in his career. It's hard to say who was more shocked, her family or Kerouac scholars like Cimino.
And when we got word a couple of years ago that Tim had found her and had interviewed her at the age of 90, it blew us all away.
And Hernandez was surprised that he was the first person to find the real Mexican girl.
I asked them, you know, if anyone's ever been there before, talking with them about this, and they said, no one. You're the first person to ever knock on our door. That was the most surprising to me, you know, that she had this sort of existence in a literary world that her own family and herself, she wasn't aware of either.
Through photos, letters, and in-depth conversations, Hernandez confirmed that she was the Mexican girl. Then he set out to retell Kerouac's story from her perspective.
I know about Kerouac's point of view enough to say, now it's time for me to turn the attention and focus on B. Franco herself. So I started to ask her, tell me about your life. How was it growing up? Where were you raised? Will you tell me about Selma, California in the 1940s? That's when she kind of started to shine, really, and tell me about her own life.
His book, Mañana Means Heaven, was released in August. He says it's grounded in history. It includes, word for word, four letters from B to Jack. It's fictional in places where her memory failed, and Hernandez had to fill in the gaps.
Like I told B. Franco herself during one of our interviews, you know, there are over 22 books out in the world right now, B., that have your name and your family's story in it, and those are all called nonfiction. My book is considered fiction, but yet it's closer to your true life than anything else out there.
B. Cozera held a copy of the book a week before she died at age 92. At her funeral, Hernandez recalled her last letter to Kerouac.
Then her last thing she signed off on is, I remain as ever, B. And I think that that's the note I'll leave it with.
Hernandez will host a local event celebrating the release of Mañana Means Heaven Friday evening at the Fresno Art Museum. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.